Hey, how you doing? My name is Alex, for all intents and purposes. I have no professional background with psychology. I'm not professionally trained in any way. But I've always viewed wisdom as gained off of life experience, and with life experience, the struggle. And in my personal opinion, I feel that I have had a lot of struggle in a lot of areas in life. So these podcasts are simply the way I perceive situations and essentially the way I overanalyze. I work in law enforcement. I have for almost 10 years. I come from a family of it. My father and stepmother have been with the same department for over 20 years. I am actually diagnosed with ADHD, which I wasn't diagnosed till I was about 30, possibly due to the career, but I don't know. I have anxiety. And more importantly, for something to know, is I am a father to two wonderful children. My meaning in this world. I am simply here to offer a chance to change the way you're thinking about certain situations or how you perceive things. I'm not here to essentially argue or change your core beliefs. Just offer outside perspective and to see if anyone agrees with me. I wouldn't say I'm here to benefit myself or even those of you listening. I've always believed in a mutual beneficial event. Like for one of our topics, if I state this, I would love to hear some comments. Of course, not negative, but be honest, be open, and maybe within that conversation, you'll help me realize something that I never saw. And I hope to do the same. I've never done anything like this. I have no experience presenting, speaking in any form in front of large groups, small groups, anything like this. I personally feel that when you're going through a hard time in life, there's many options. There's counseling, you know, therapy. There's group help. But I've found a lot of help within podcasts. Hearing people's thoughts, perspectives, and challenging the way that I view things. And it seems to have brought me a lot of clarity. Me personally, I'm not a group type of guy. I don't want to necessarily go and sit in front of a bunch of people that I don't know and open up, although this is somewhat the same, but I guess it's because I'm not sitting in front of everybody. Vulnerability is a huge thing for a lot of people, yet I feel as if I'm an open book to those I open up to, essentially. But for those of you who also share that discomfort with group settings as far as communication, even if it's one-on-one counseling, maybe this podcast or other ones can benefit you. So again, thank you for listening. And I ask that you leave any comments. And each episode, I'm going to challenge you to pause the podcast and write something down. Oftentimes, I will listen to podcasts when I'm running. And I don't run long distances, but I typically try to go 2 to 3 miles and listen to one long podcast. And during that time, I will actually pause it, send a text to myself about something I would like to reflect on at a later time. And oftentimes, I don't get to it. It's hard to stay in that mindset when I'm tired, and then I need to now get home, I need to shower, and continue on my day. So I ask that if you listen to this, and if you want to take it serious, that you have something to write with. Pad, a paper, and a pen. And if there's any topics that someone wants to talk about, then we'll dive right in. I'm not saying I'm the most knowledgeable person. I'm not saying I have the best insight or that I will always be right. Oftentimes I'm assuming I could be wrong. The whole point is discussion. You can challenge me and I can challenge you. And within that, I'm hoping that there will be growth for both, for everybody. And if you have any critiques on how to present the ideas, again, I'm new to this. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I feel like I've never fit society's mold since I was a child. And I can only assume that there's other people out there like that. Whether you portray it or not in your day-to-day life. Me personally, I've had a lot of people all throughout my life say, oh wow, I never would have guessed that with you. For instance, I like country music. I have a very small dog. Yet I'm 6'2", about 245 pounds. I work out all the time. People just look at me and judge essentially as, oh, he's the type of guy that is more of a hard ass, doesn't show any emotions, but that's how that goes. You never know until you get to know somebody. And of course that I'm assuming will be a topic for another day. So if there's anything that anyone would like to add, I would appreciate it. And I hope to even look back one day through all of these and see how I've grown and how I've changed. Not as far as presenting, but just as even my way of thinking. This could be an extremely therapeutic thing, even for myself. Again, I have some topics in mind that I want to eventually create. But the way I view it is, you know, there's optimism, pessimism, and realism. And for me, I feel that realism can be more often than not on the pessimistic side. Life is hard. It is extremely difficult. It is very taxing. And nothing really prepares you for it. The only comfort you can find is those around you, the help, the knowing that someone is there. And if you don't have it, then maybe create it. Maybe be that for yourself for the time. I'm sure I'll reference him quite a bit, but my dad would always say, you know, friends won't be there to pay your bills and take care of what needs to be done. They're there for you in a lot of aspects. They are. But at the end of the day, they're not going to be the one paying for my mortgage. They won't be the ones waking up to play with my children and take them to the zoo and see that smile on their face. So I think that we do need to have a lot of power within ourselves, belief within ourselves. But again, I'm just open to hear what you guys have to say. So this was just what I thought would be a small intro, although it's approaching 10 minutes. If there's anything, please leave a comment. If you want to communicate one-on-one, I would love to. This is by no means any substitute for professional help, licensed therapy. just another method or another tool in your toolbox to enlightenment, self-help, insight in the way you think and perceive things. And we will get started with episode one, hopefully soon. Thank you guys for everything, and I hope to hear from all of you soon.